For 2 days in the Midwest, Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole has been telling people that President Clinton is not to be trusted. In speeches, at rallies, and on television ads, Bob Dole says the president is more liberal than he appears, and that he is determined to raise taxes if reelected. The former senator campaigned in St. Louis, Missouri today, where the first presidential debate of the season was originally scheduled to be held tonight. He was greeted by someone in a chicken suit asking whether he was afraid to debate Ross Perot. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
It was not only the chicken that was reminiscent of President Bush's unsuccessful 1992 campaign, it was also the rhetoric. Watch out for your wallets, Dole told a crowd at St. Louis University, a favorite Bush line used repeatedly in the last presidential election, and now by Dole to portray Clinton as eager to increase taxes. Dole may have picked up the line from the 1992 debates, which he says he's been watching in preparation for his own matchup against Clinton. He was challenged today by a few hecklers in his audience who squeezed rubber chickens during his speech and demanded to know why he wouldn't debate Perot. We're not afraid of Perot, Dole answered, and went on to predict an easy win against Clinton just for showing up. Dole gave this glimpse of his fairly obvious strategy today after a warning about the dangers of drugs.
And we're going to repeat the message and repeat the message and repeat the message so at least people understand they ought to stop and think.
Dole says he's looking forward to the debates, which are clearly on his mind and will be the single biggest opportunity to reach voters in the time he has left to campaign. In the meantime, however, he's using appearances in strategic states and targeted advertising to make the case that the choice is between a known quantity, himself, and a risky alternative, a president who he says revealed his true agenda in the first half of his term.
Jack Kemp and I invite all Americans to compare our opponent's vision to our vision. Compare this administration's moral confusion on drugs to the clear, unmistakable message of having a Dole-Kemp administration. Take the Clinton record of high taxes and high spending and a slow growth economy and compare it to the plan that Dole-Kemp we've laid out. You keep more of your money, more of your freedom, and we get the economy moving again.
While Dole makes a point of itemizing what he is for, school choice, less taxes, the simplification of tax forms, more prisons and tougher sentencing, he spends most of his time telling voters what he is against. And along with the president's record and agenda, increasingly his sights are set on Clinton himself. Let's have a little quiz, Dole said today in St. Louis, and again at a farm equipment show in Amana, Iowa, before leading the crowd in a call and response.
Bill Clinton says he's not a liberal, but I want to know what you think. What do you call someone who broke his promise and gave you the biggest tax increase in history? All right. What do you call someone who tried to take over the nation's health care system and put the government in charge of it? What do you call someone who twisted arms in Congress to kill the balanced budget amendment? What do you call someone appointed a surgeon general and talked about legalizing drugs? You're right. Liberal, 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 Bill Clinton.
As the days tick by, the crowds have failed to swell and the public displays only a mild interest. Dole's rhetoric has grown more pointed. His most ardent supporters appear pleased with the sharpness of his attacks. But remember, Dole says in every speech, as if reminding himself, he's my opponent, not my enemy. I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Amana, Iowa.